This is day 27, and today's devotional is titled, The Greatest Gift You Can Give the Next Generation by Cyan Alford. But first, let's come to the Lord in praise.
What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a hymn or melody that could ever say enough? What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a gift or offering that could ever say enough? Could ever say enough? What would you like for me to bring? If you could receive anything, is there a vow of loyalty that could ever say enough? Could ever I can never. What would you like for me to bring? Knowing you gave me everything, all that I have is all I need. It'll never be enough. It'll never be enough. It'll never be. I could never give. I could never say. Enough. What could I say? What could I do? Nothing compares to Jesus.
Luke 3:22 says, "And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased.'" The water moved swiftly beneath his calloused Galilean feet. A chill ran up his back as he stepped further into the cool river to join his eccentric friend and cousin John, who insisted, "You should be baptizing me." "No, the time has come. The waiting is over," answered the Nazarene. "It should be done, for we must carry out all that my Father requires." As he rose from the Jordan River's water, the heavens suddenly opened and the Spirit of God descended on Jesus like a dove. Then it happened. The silence of heaven was interrupted. A voice broke through the stillness of time with the sound of thunder. Jesus knew the voice behind the rumble. He recognized the thunderous applause from heaven as his Father's loving voice. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus heard words of affirmation and not commands like "go here" or "do this." He heard words of identity that spoke to who he was, not what he had done. They were exactly what this waiting Savior needed to hear after 30 long years of preparation. No miracles had been performed, no healings had been demonstrated, no sermons had been preached, only obedient obscurity. God broke through the silence of Jesus' journey and confirmed the true identity of his son. The best gift we can give our children and the next generation is our affirmation of their true identity. Just as Jesus was not fully prepared for ministry until he had received the affirmation of his heavenly Father, we must realize that our children need the same before they are sent into the world to fulfill his will. Everything they face during their hiddenness in our home is to prepare them for their calling. It is during this season of their lives that we as parents are to teach, train, and prepare them for who they are and whose they are. What does this look like in practical terms? If you are a parent, read the Word of God with your children. Pray with your children. Teach them to hear His voice. Prophesy and declare His promises over them. Even if you aren't a parent, you can live out the call to raise up the next generation too. We are all surrounded by people younger than we are, and we have the ability to mentor them and affirm their identity. One day, they will step into the Jordan River of their life, prepared to fulfill their destiny and calling. Let the thunderous applause of heaven fill their hearts as they recite the affirmation of their heavenly Father, "I am a child of God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of being identified as your child. Thank you for the times that we've been hidden away and we've been developed to fulfill our destiny. And I ask you, Lord, to help us to be a role model and to be a mentor to the next generation, to teach them about their true identity in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture for memory today is John 15, 12, and 13. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." John 15, 12 and 13. Let's say that again. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:12-13. One more time. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15:12-13. All right, great job. Let's go out and encourage someone else today.